Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum, and welcome to the discussion on jinn and jadu. In our last episode, we spoke about al-ayn, the evil eye, nazar. We mentioned the incident of Yaqub alayhi salam sending his sons, who were all handsome, to Egypt. And he said, don't enter from one door. Don't draw unnecessary attention to all of you at one time. Because the eye has an effect, even if it's only out of admiration. Then we discussed multiple hadith where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, al-aynu haqqun, that the effect of the eye is real. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that it's part of divine decree. It will only have effect if Allah wants it to have effect. It can follow a man up to a high mountain and cause him to fall. Most of those who die of my ummah after the will and decree of Allah will die because of the evil eye. And the evil eye will put a man into his grave and a camel into a cooking pot. Now Imam Ahmad, Imam Nasa'i, Ibn Majah, they make mention of a hadith that Abu Usama Sahal ibn Hanif said, that Abu Sahal ibn Hanif, he did ghusl, you know, he took a bath, and he took off his cloak, and Amir bin Rabi'a was looking at him, and Sahal had very white, beautiful skin. So Amir said, I have never seen anything as beautiful as this, not even the skin of a virgin. And Sahal fell to the ground and became very sick. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was told about this, and he said, he cannot even raise his head. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, هَلْ تَتَّهِمُونَ لَهُ أَحَدًا? Do you accuse anyone with regards to him? They said, yes, Amir ibn Rabi'ah was looking at him, you know, at his beautiful skin. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called Amir ibn Rabi'ah and rebuked him and said, why would one of you kill his brother? Why did you not pray for blessings for him? Now wash yourself for him. So Amir washed his face, his hands, his forearms, his knees, and the sides of his feet, and the inner of his lower garments. And then that water was poured over and Sahal recovered. So that's one way. If someone has cast a look, yeah, there was no evil intention. There was no resentment. Amir just looked out of admiration. He was caught by surprise. Wow, beautiful skin. And he praised him. But he didn't say, Alhamdulillah. He didn't say, Allah bless you. That's the antidote to the effect of the evil eye. The Prophet ﷺ told him, you can kill your brother with the effect, even though it's not your intention. So therefore, now Nabi ﷺ prescribed a way that the person who cast the look, He must wash his body parts, and then that water must be poured over the person affected. Many times you don't know who that person is, so you have to adopt other treatments. But what we learn from here is that the evil eye is real, even if the person's intention is not bad. So a mother can be looking at admiration to her breastfeeding baby. A father can look at his, you know, son who's made him proud. But when you don't say, Alhamdulillah, Mashallah, Subhanallah, may Allah bless you, may Allah increase you. When you don't do that, then the effect will take place. When you do that, inshallah, the effect won't take place. Now, that's the evil eye, right? What's the difference between the person who casts a glance and the person who's a hasid, who's jealous? Because in Surah Falaq, Allah says, وَمِن شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ ذَا حَسَدٍ. Allah teaches us to seek refuge from the one who's jealous when he is jealous. What's the difference? The simple difference is this, is that the hasid, when he looks at you, you know, he has resentment. So when he sees how handsome you are, how pretty you are, what a beautiful house you have, what a fancy car you have, how much money you have, how many children you have, how intelligent children you have, he's not looking only out of admiration. He's looking out of resentment. There's something burning and boiling there. You see, hasad is this, where you want that person not to enjoy what they enjoy. The ayn, you just look out of admiration. Amir didn't want Sahal not to have such beautiful skin. Just looked out of admiration. The hasid, whether he gets it or not, whether I have a fancy car like him or not, he mustn't have such a fancy car. He mustn't have such a pretty wife. She mustn't have such a handsome husband. He mustn't have such a flourishing business. Allah talks about hasid in the Quran. وَدَّ كَثِيرٌ مِّنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ لَوْ يَرُدُّونَكُمْ مِّنْ بَعْدِ إِيمَانِكُمْ كُفَّارًا حَسَدًا مِّنْ عِنْدِ أَنفُسِهِمْ. Many of the people of the scripture wish that if they could turn you away as disbelievers after you have believed, out of envy from their own selves, أَمْ يَحْسُدُونَ النَّاسَ عَلَى مَا آتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. Or do they envy men for what Allah has given them of His bounty? وَمِنْ شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدٍ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, دَبَّ إِلَيْكُمْ دَاءُ الْأُمَمِ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ الْحَسَدُ وَالْبَغْضَاءُ هِيَ الْحَلِقَةُ. The diseases of the nations who came before you have started to spread among you. Jealousy and hatred. It's a shaver. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I don't say that it shaves the hair, but it shaves deen, meaning jealousy will make you do such things that it will wipe off your good deeds and it will earn you evil. It will earn you wrong deeds. And this is something which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam cautioned us against. Jealousy. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.